Hello, family of Christ. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter Edition. And today's Wonder Chapter is 1 Kings chapter 3. And let's start off with the word of prayer. Almighty loving King of England, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life and thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts and our actions. We pray that may you send and your Holy Son, Jesus Christ, to come and protect us. May you come and be with us where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, in what we have done and what we have failed to do, Almighty King of Kings. May you come and be there for us, going and providing for us all the people that are sick, Father, we extend them unto your hands. That may you send on your Holy Spirit to come and heal them and your precious blood to come and cover them. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4. Solomon asks for wisdom. Solomon made an alliance with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and married his daughter. He brought her to the city of David until he finished building his palace and the temple of the Lord and the wall around Jerusalem. The people, however, were still sacrificing at high places because the temple had not yet been built for the name of the Lord. Solomon showed his love for the Lord by walking according to the instructions given to him by his father, except that he offered burnt sacrifices and burnt incense on high places. The king went to Gibeon to offer sacrifices, for that was the most important high place, and Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream and asked, "Ask for whatever you want me to give." Solomon answered, "You have shown thy greatness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you, righteous and upright in the heart. You have continued this great kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on the throne this very day. Now, my Lord, you made your servant king in the place of my father, but I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" The Lord answered and was very pleased. He said to Solomon, "So God said to him, since you have asked for this and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have you asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment in administering justice, I will do whatever you have asked. I'll give you a wise and discerning heart so that there will never be anyone like you, nor will they ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both wealth and honor, so that in your lifetime you have no equal among kings. And if you walk in obedience and keep my decrees and commands as David your father did, I will give you a long life." Then Solomon awoke and he realized he had been in a dream. He returned to Jerusalem, stood before the ark of the Lord's covenant, and sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offering. Then he gave a feast to all his court. Now two priests came to the temple and stood before the king. One of them said, "Pardon me, my lord, this woman and I live in the same house, and I have a baby while she was there with me. Then the day after my child was born, this woman also had a baby. We were alone. There was no one in the house but two of us. During the night, this woman's son died because she lay on him. So she got up in the middle of the night and took my son from my side while I was asleep. She put him by her breast and put her dead son by my breast. The next morning I got up to nurse my child and he was dead. But when I looked at him closely in the morning light, I saw that it wasn't the son I had born." The other woman said, "No, the living one is my son, the dead one is yours." But the first one insisted, "No, the dead one is yours, the living one is mine." And so they argued before the king. The king said to the other one, "My son is alive and yours is dead, while that one says, no, your son is dead and mine is alive. Then the king said, bring me a sword. So they brought a sword for the king. He gave an order, cut the living child into two and give half to one and the other half to another. The woman whose son was alive was deeply moved out of love for her son and said to the king, please, my lord, give her the living baby. Don't kill him. But the other one said, neither I nor you shall have him. Cut him in two. The king gave his ruling. Give the living baby to the first woman. Do not kill him. She is a mother. When all Israel had heard the verdict the king had given, they held the king in awe because they saw that he had wisdom from God to administer justice. And this is where our Wonder chapter for today ends. Let's go straight. What message do you learn from today's wonder chapter? The first one comes from verse 3. And what does verse 3 say? Solomon showed his love for the Lord by walking according to the instructions given to him by his father David, except he offered sacrifices and burnt incense on high places. Solomon showed his love for the Lord by walking according to the instructions given to him by his father. The question every time I get after reading this is quite simple. How do you please the Lord? That's one question just. How do you please? You see, there are so many ways that you can please the Lord. So many. But the main way that you can please the Lord is by following his instructions, by being obedient to the Lord, by listening, by caring for others. This is the main ways. Why? One, caring for others, because other people were created in God's image as well. They are the closest representation of God towards you. So many times, people just don't please the Lord. People have been trying to please themselves before pleasing the Lord. Yet I've always told you that we ought to prioritize the Lord. I'm going to verse 5. Verse 5, at Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream, and God asked, for whatever you want me to give you. And the Lord said, ask for whatever you want me to give you. This is our Lord asking us that, hey, brother, hey, sister, what do you want? What can I give you? What can I give you? And what are you going to answer him? You see, some of us are even too busy that we can't hear the Lord asking us to ask for what we want. And sometimes we're just too busy. Some of us are in very noisy places. And when I say very noisy places, I don't literally mean a bar or what. Name it. No. Some of us are too occupied for the Lord. We are too occupied for the Lord. That's what I mean. You're in a noisy place. You may not be noisy, but your surrounding may be noisy. Your spiritual surrounding may be noisy. So you may not get what the Lord is asking. You may not listen to the Lord's voice properly. When you go into verse 6, Solomon answered, you shall have shown greatness to your servant David because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this greatness to him and have given him a son to sit on this throne. Very then. I don't know if you have caught what I wanted to say, but let me repeat that for you. Solomon answered, you have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. The question is, which of the three virtues do you have? Are you faithful? Are you righteous? Are you upright in the heart? If so, then be sure that the Lord is going to show you kindness. And if not, can we go back to the drawing board? Can we go back to square one? What is wrong? Amen? What is wrong? What are you missing? And how can you attain it? When you go into verse 9, What does 9 say? 9 says, so give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For whoever is ever to govern this great people of yours. Let me repeat that. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours? Now you see how Solomon answers. It shows us two things. That one, he is not selfish. Solomon isn't selfish. Solomon could have asked for anything personal. But what does he ask for? He asks for wisdom to govern people. He's putting the people of Israel before his. He's putting the needs of the people of Israel before him. What do I mean? The people of Israel need a wise king. They need a king that can judge accordingly. But so many times, we as Christians would have asked for something. We would have asked for things for us because we are so selfish. And that's a virtue that the devil really is really trying to spread. He's trying to make Christians selfish. Because once you start being selfish, you start being divided. And once you start being divided, you only think about yourself and you neglect other Christians. When you continue reading today's on the chapter, it's really amazing. Let's go to verse 14 and here. And 14 says, and if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decrees and commands as David your father, I will give you a long life. And this is not anyone talking. This is not a prophet talking. This is the Lord himself talking. He says, and if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decrees and commands as David your father did, I will give you a long life. Do you want a happy life? Do you want a good life? Then today you have the answer. Walk in obedience and keep the Lord's decrees and commandments. I think I've over talked about obedience and decrees and, you know. And lastly, 28. What does 28 say? When all Israel heard the verdict the king had given, they held the king in awe because they saw that he had wisdom from God to administer justice. All Israel had the verdict the king had given. They held the king in awe. You will be a testimony. Amen. That's what I want you to just think of. You are going through a lot. Yes, you are going through a lot of things right now, and probably maybe no one can see what you're going through. But trust me, you're not alone. The Lord is there with you, and the Lord is going to provide for you, and the Lord is going to be there for you. You just have to follow his decrees and be obedient, and you will be a testimony among nations. I want you to get some time. Read 1 Kings chapter 3. What message do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter at dailygracewithalan. We love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for guiding us. I want to thank you for protecting us. Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, and what you have done and what you have failed to do. Father, may you pardon us. Father, today I pray that may you fill us with the Holy Spirit to always come and be there for us. Father, to always give us that sense of direction, to help us distinguish between what is right and wrong, so that we shall always be obedient and follow your path. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.